Welcome, everybody, to episode 590 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we were talking off air. How are you? I love this awkward silence at the beginning of every show. It's the best.
Well, I thought we were already live when we answered that question, so why answer it again?
I'm walking off, man. I'm walking off early today, man. This is,
well, Frank Branches is Joe Biden, isn't he?
Oh, hell no. Come on, man. I know where he is now.
He's got the Biden disease. Oh, how dare you. Forget stuff.
What, dementia? No, I didn't forget stuff. Like, I ask the question before we get on the air and while we're on the air, you know, because...
Well, what kind of disease makes you sniff other people?
Oh, my God. You know,
the dog disease.
Yeah.
He thinks he's part dog.
He's got the Labradoodle curse. You know, he just.
He's some gypsy cursing with dog.
Yeah. He got cursed.
One day he's come out and say, listen, people, I can't help it.
I should say Roma.
You know what? That would be a valid. I might change my thinking on voting for Biden if he came out and said, you know what? I've been cursed by a gypsy. I have to smell hair. And it has to be little girls. I'm just saying.
I have to, like, rape and sexually harass. Like, I can't help it. It's against what I want to do, but I've been cursed.
But I've been cursed, right? I mean, that's a very probably valid explanation. I mean, it's probably bullshit, but, you know, at least it's an explanation.
If anybody could find that wicked old
excuse. At least it's an excuse.
Take care of her for me.
You know,
no excuse right now.
You know, Break, I mean, this Biden thing is getting worse by the day. Like, seriously worse. Like, I can't think of a worse guy to go up against Trump, honestly. Like, it's just really bad. But anyways, I digress. We need to get into...
You can't press Biden for the truth because he doesn't remember.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need to get into the news so we can get this this party started, man. Here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
We got from RPG site, multiplayer action RPG The Ascent announced for Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Steam. Surprisingly not Windows 10, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, publisher Curve Digital and developer Neon Giant announced the game, which is an isometric action RPG. Think Diablo.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Yeah, probably more like Diablo.
It's like a cyberpunk
Fireware.
Yeah, it's like a cyberpunk Diablo, which I'm sure Brake and I would be extremely interested in this game. It looks good. I saw the trailer before.
11-person Swedish studio.
Yeah, I have no idea the publisher or developer of this game, but it looks good, man. It's you know, like you said, it's isometric. It looks very Diablo like, but in a cyberpunk type setting, and it looks fine. Did you see this break?
Yeah, you know what? It kind of reminds me of that Hunter the Reckoning game.
Yes, yeah, that's another good. I like that game, man. That's a throwback. Yeah. It wasn't rated very highly, but that's a game that I kind of like. You know,
That was a fun multiplayer game. If you played it by yourself, it blew. But you playing with friends, it was a fun game.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. It looks, it also has kind of like, what is that one game, that old Robotron, type, feel
Robotron
to it?
Robotron 64.
Yeah, something like that.
And Robotron.
Yeah. Something looks, it's got some mechanics very similar to that, you know, but like obviously a Diablo-like world, but, with cyberpunk stuff. Anything else on this, Eric?
Unless you want me to read the plot, not really.
Not really, man. I mean, it's cyberpunk Diablo style. I mean, it's the best.
In the future, people kill other people for reasons.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that, man. People are killing people for no reason, apparently, now.
No, I'm saying what's going on in the game. I just told you the story.
Okay, cool. Right on. All right, Break, you're up.
Trying to help. I'm sorry. I'll stop helping. Anyway, coming to us live from the page that's taking a moment to load.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Bandai Namco announces action RPG Scarlet Nexus for Xbox One, Xbox Series X, PS4, PS5, and Steam. Good God. They're gonna keep. It's gonna be like this from now on, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just a couple of years, we haven't announced all of those titles. Nandai Bamco, Japan, says that Scarlet Nexus will have Dream and Drive by the Japanese alternative rock band The Oral Cigarettes. The Oral Cigarettes. I like
what
that.
What kind
name.
Of cigarettes aren't oral?
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's
I mean, true. You've never heard about butt cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The butt cigars? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of cigar butts, but not butt cigars.
Well, not yet. In Japanese trailer, where you can listen to Yuto? Yuito?
Do you want to listen? Yuito? You want to listen to a little bit of that break before
sure.
we move on?
Okay. Yuito? どんな怪となって渡り合えるはずだ。
行くぞ。 That's the trailer, not the song.
Oh,
well, the group in question.
Yeah, I mean, the game looks really good, man. It's akin to maybe Code Vein. I guess that's the best way I can put it, Eric. I don't know. Have you seen
some?
Not
that team. Well, it's Tails. Team,
no,
which
I know.
Makes me it's wonder what happened to Tales of Arise. Did they cancel it?
Maybe not. Maybe it's just delayed.
The game's producer is Keita Iizuka.
Keita.
Keita. Well, he's the game producer who also did Code Vein.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks good.
So yeah, there is a direct link to Code Vein for this.
Yeah, it's different. It's got a slightly different.
The developer of Code Vein is the same developer of God Eater, which is not the Tales studio.
Yeah, yeah. No, this looks good. It's like I said, it's got kind of a Code Vein vibe, but enough different to warrant differences. Anything else on this break?
I'll just give you the bullet points. Okay. The key features: you have a kinetic psychic combat using psychokinetic abilities. The world around you becomes your greatest weapon. Lift, break, and throw pieces of your environment to build your attack combos and lay waste to your enemies. That sounds freaking awesome.
Yep.
Exterminate the others. You don't need to tell me anymore. Discover a brain punk future. A brain punk future?
Yeah.
I've heard cyber a brain punk? Explore and protect a futuristic Japanese landscape that combines inspirations from classic anime and Western science fiction.
Yeah.
Deep story-driven experience. Dive into complex story bonds, courage, and heroism crafted by minds behind the iconic Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah.
By brain punk, they mean like psychic stuff.
Yeah. No, it looks really good. It's got a little bit of a difference to it. It's got, like I said, some aesthetics that kind of remind me of Code Vein. I'm sure the gameplay is a little bit different and stuff like that, but
probably closer to Astral Chain.
Yeah,
I should have probably read this paragraph on the exterminate the others. Deranged mutants that descend from the sky, highly resistant to conventional attack methods and defenses. And here's why I should have read it: tormented by the constant pain of their mutation, they seek brains of living organisms to calm their madness.
Oh wow! Yeah, I thought
of
you
course.
Said.
I mean, that's why they do it.
Constipation. That's what I heard, but you know. Hopefully that's not the case because we don't
constipated
need
constipated mutants.
Yeah,
no, I'd be pissed off too.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, fuck, really? Like, how long are you constipated? I'm gonna start killing people too. Like, fuck! It's been 5 days since I took a shit. You're all gonna die.
And the only way that they can take a shit is by if eating people's brains. Yeah. All right, let's move on
to. You don't know how bad I have to go. This is the worst feeling ever. Somebody's gonna suffer.
And then he eats somebody's brains and like lets loose, man. That'd be something else. That'd be like a good plot for a zombie movie, man. The real reason why zombies eat brains is so they can shit. You know, like that's the only thing that makes them shit. Otherwise, they get too bloated and you know.
I tried laxatives. That shouldn't it more.
So. Exactly.
Obviously, the next thing you gotta move to is. Human body.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. All right. From zombies to vampires comes to us from RPGsite.net. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 is coming to Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. The release date still hasn't been announced. New trailer dropped. I did see the trailer. It looks good, guys. No gameplay, really, which I'll be discussing that in a little bit with a different game. Along with the trailer comes a confirmation that is coming to the Xbox Series X in addition to Xbox One, PS4, PC. So it's just going to be on all consoles pretty much except for...
You know, I'm not feeling the Xbox One X. a Series X.
Here's
my big problem, because physical releases are basically meaningless.
Called since, the Xbox.
Since you're not even installing data on the disk to the hard drive, you're just using it as a DRM sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's the key to your game.
Here's the thing, though.
Which is not a good idea, in my opinion.
I'm getting both systems. I'm getting the PS5 and the Xbox.
Oh, I'm
going to
get both, but I'm really not feeling... If I get both of them, if I have enough money, I'll buy both of them the same year. Otherwise, yeah. I'll just wait.
It's the same... Like, look, I did the same thing with this generation console, right? We have the Xbox One X and the PS4... And I like both systems, although, like, I'll be honest with you, I use my PlayStation way more than the X, just because, like, the games seem to be better. Like, I know
there's a post on this that lists everything that's wrong with it, but I'll just read the bottom part of the post. It's like, mentioning the reasons why I got my comments deleted. Let me just say that Microsoft depends on online connections, syncing accounts, communicating with servers for checks before doing anything, downloading from the cloud, having constant updates while not letting you play games until said updates have finished downloading, and generally not having any data on their game disk instead of going straight to the full game downloads after it checks the disk is complete BS.
It is BS because of data caps, Eric. If we didn't have data caps to worry about, this would be a non-issue. I wouldn't really give a shit. You know what I mean? Like,
the Series X sounds like a download box.
Yeah, I mean that's what everybody wants to go to anyway.
I wonder why it's so big.
Yeah, I am wondering why too. I think it's obviously the horsepower they put in it. I mean,
it's got like 10 heat sinks in there.
Yeah, the specs are insane on the Xbox for sure, man. It's definitely more powerful than the PlayStation. Although I've been hearing from developers and people inside the industry that the PlayStation 5 is going to be super easy for developers to
use.
Probably
easier than the Series X.
Yeah, I mean, so far
and cheaper too.
So far, the comparison is that the PlayStation 5 is going to be a better system to work with. Now, you know, we won't know until probably maybe 4 years into it, like what really is going on. But you know, all indications are that the PS5 is going to be the better system to work with.
I think the only good thing the Series X has going for it is smart delivery.
Smart delivery. I'm kind of wondering about that. There's lots.
Basically, you buy an Xbox One version of the game, and then you'll be able to play it on your. Yeah. You'll be able to play the newer version for the Series X without extra cost.
Yeah, that's
so basically
actually,
it's cross buy.
That's actually really good. I'm pretty sure the PlayStation's going to be announcing something very similar to...
Pretty much every game on that platform will be cross-buy.
Yeah, and that's good. That's the way it should be. I just wish they could get their cross-play between systems down. That would be... I mean, how many times have we said, you know, I want to play an RPG with Brake and you and other people, you know, like a four-person RPG... but it's not possible.
I know, but the more I listen to you guys bash the Xbox, the less I want to ever buy a PlayStation.
No.
It's not going to happen. I'm just saying.
I want the Xbox. Don't get me wrong, Break Man. I like the Xbox.
I do, man.
I think that the games, like if you just look at the games, Break. Let's be objective here.
I haven't looked at anything yet.
Well, I know, but I'm not talking about next gen. I'm talking about this gen. The games overall, obviously there's a multitude of games that are, you know, you can buy on Xbox or PlayStation, right? That's just the way that it is. But the exclusive games for the PlayStation this go around, I mean, it could be the exact opposite next time, Break, is what I'm saying. Like,
see, but you're talking opinion. Like, your opinion is that you like the games better on the PlayStation.
No.
I like
the games
better on the Xbox.
No, you're
You only like Halo, so that doesn't really matter. Look,
that's not true.
That's not the only game I like.
No,
never mind. I'm just gonna fucking shut up because seriously, I get tired of the Xbox bashing.
No, listen.
No, dude, you bash the Xbox every chance you get.
Look, in fairness,
I'm serious. Like, it's annoying.
In fairness to...
Have I ever bashed the PlayStation?
No, because I'm not. You're getting defensive for no reason.
No, you do. Hey, because you bash every time
look,
you get a chance.
I'm going to be fair to both systems here, right? I like them both, Break. I have games on... But there's nothing
I only mentioned what I mentioned because I did want to mention it.
Look, let me finish what I'm saying, Eric.
It's something to consider.
Look, they're... I'm talking not even just quality, right? There's quality Xbox games too. The Halo series for one is fantastic, right? For the Xbox. That and the Gears series is great. I like all those games, and that's why I have an Xbox, is for those type of games. But if we're talking top to bottom Break, it's not even fucking close. Like I'm looking at my shelf right here of games for the Xbox and the PS4, right? I'm looking at the Yakuza series. I'm looking at Dragon Quest, which did not come out on the... Which was disappointing. I was disappointed because I wanted you to enjoy Dragon Quest with everybody else. But, like, Persona...
Well maybe if... I think Microsoft is trying to court Japanese consumers again with this console.
I agree.
It's probably not going to work, but I at least admire their... drive to at least try.
It actually it might work, Eric, and I'll tell you the reason why. They're doing.
No one bought the PS4, so they could jump on that.
I think we have an indication of how Xbox is, because the biggest problem with Xbox has been always the Japanese buyer, right? Getting those people involved will make that system maybe not equal to PS, you know, the PlayStation over there, but get closer. They definitely didn't do it last gen, but this gen, I actually think they got a shot because I think we have a story later about Yakuza coming to the Xbox. That's a huge get, man. Like, the Yakuza series is not quite as big here, but it's huge in Japan. There are other titles like that.
Well, to be fair, they're only releasing that in Western audiences. There won't be a Japanese release for that game, but... can always import, and they'll probably provide Japanese language support.
It's always about the games, you know. That's how, I mean, there have been plenty of games that I played on the Xbox that have been fine. I'm looking right now. I got Prey, which I know is on both systems, but I bought it on the Xbox because it looks slightly better on the Xbox. And it's going to be the same way for me going forward on the new systems. If something plays better on a certain system, I'll wait till it comes out and I'll look at the reviews and I will purchase it for whatever system, whether it be Xbox or PlayStation. It just seemed this time around that the games were there for the PlayStation and not quite as much for the Xbox. I like all systems. I like the Nintendo Switch. I even like the fact that there's certain games like Witcher 3 that are coming to the Switch. So you know, it's just one of those things.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't not buy consoles out of spite.
I don't either. That's one thing I don't do. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to get the Xbox because it doesn't have as many games or anything like that. I like all the systems, man. Even the Switch. And the Switch I only have, like, what, 4 or 5 games for. So, you know, just what it is. But anyways, Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines 2 coming to all the systems. I don't know. Did you guys get a chance to look at the trailer? There's no real gameplay in it.
I presume that maybe when Nintendo ever gets around to doing the successor to the Switch, they'll probably port it to that too.
What? That's another question. When do you think the new Switch is coming out? Like, that's got to be what?
Well, Nintendo only just recently said that they're not even quite halfway to its lifespan.
Really?
But that doesn't mean they won't put out a more powerful unit.
Like a Switch X or something, you know, something like
Switch
that.
Pro.
Yeah, Switch Pro.
I doubt they'll be doing something like the Switch X, which will probably require new games to be developed for it, and that will split the market. But
yeah,
making it easier for developers to make games that would otherwise be difficult to port.
If they can put games
getting closer to the 60 FPS target that most games fail to reach on the Switch.
Well, here's another interesting thing about both the systems that I was looking at, guys, and maybe we can talk a little bit about this later, but I think it's coming to a reality where we're going to get 60 frames per second pretty consistently. Like, the new specs on both the systems allow for up to 120, which I think that might be excessive, but man, seeing a game in 120 would be really impressive. 60 frames, I've been talking about that for years, but I think we're with this next generation, I think we're going to get there with 60 frames.
I don't even think you can get a, unless you're willing to pay through the nose, you can't get an affordable 120 hertz TV.
Yeah.
I think the 8K TVs are 120 by default, though.
I actually think that's true, too. I'm interested in 8K because 8K is the last bastion. You know, that's what you can get more.
There's
than...
There's no point in doing any more after that.
Yeah,
in fact,
there isn't.
No point in doing 8K, really.
Well, there is a point to doing 8K because then you can look at old movies like 2001, for instance. Like, that was shot in... 8mm or something like that. The closest that you can get to perfection is 8K. You know, you can't, I mean, anything past that, you're not going to be able to see it with the naked eye, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it'll still look pretty.
If you wanted to go beyond 8K, you'd be doing it for robots.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next. Speaking of Yakuza.
Next is Yakuza Like a Dragon coming to Microsoft platforms. Let's see, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, PC versions for Western release. And while it doesn't actually say here, it is launching day and date with the PS4 version.
Yeah.
There is no mention of PS5, but I'm sure they're going to probably do an update at some point that will let it work on the PS5.
Unless there's some kind of weird time launch on the Xbox, that would be... I mean, if we find that out, that would be a big, big get for Xbox for sure, man. What do you think about Nintendo cozying up to Xbox and Microsoft, Eric?
It's going to be an Xbox Series X launch title, I guess the release date of this game is whenever Microsoft decides to give us the release date, which is, quote-unquote, still holiday 2020.
We got to get both of these systems by November, right? I mean, they have to hit that November date. Like, in order to make their holiday numbers, it's got to be November.
I think it is weird that Sony and Microsoft are still aiming for that release window.
Yeah, it's got to be November. I don't see it going past November. I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if they both didn't.
They're definitely going to take a loss because... Yeah. Limited supply plus people not being able to buy it because it's too much.
Yeah, probably. I might have to do pre-orders for sure. And even then, you might not get it, depending on when you got your pre-order in. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Oh, that's it.
All right, Break, you're up. Did we lose Break?
Did he walk off the show?
No, he's still there. Break, are you there? Maybe some technical issues. Anyways. All right. I will take the next story then. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Children of Morta Setting Sun In update now available. I didn't even know this was a game. Publisher 11-Bit Studios and developer Dead Mage have released the Setting Sun In update for Children of Morta, which adds a new game plus mode, expanded lore, and new content. Here's an overview. There's some key features that I'll mention. New Game Plus, which I mentioned. 20 new cutscenes. 8 new home interactive events. 26 new home idle activities to keep the Bergsons occupied. 14 new family events and quests in the dungeons. 3 new side quest traits. And balance changes and bug fixes. So it sounds like a pretty hefty update. I didn't even know this was a game. I mean, is this one of those free-to-play games, Eric? Children of Morta?
No.
I'm oblivious to this game.
Living under a rock.
No, I just never heard of this one. Apparently I was.
We talked about it before.
Really? I don't even remember any news stories on it. I'd never seen any video or nothing.
I still have to review the game, but I don't like it very much, but after hearing this and how they might be doing balance updates, it might get it to a state where I might actually enjoy it and give it a favorable review.
Yeah,
I can, and I'm glad I waited, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Break. Do we have you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, next story break. It's a Korean action RPG.
How long were you gone? Because
he was poopy.
I was saying positive things about Microsoft, and you weren't here to hear about them.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Korean action RPG Balatia, now available for PC. Oh, there you go. It's $19.99 after May 13th, but if you buy it now, it's on sale for $17.99.
I'm waiting for the sequel, Fallatio, to this one, but, you know. Eric's like, bleh. I don't know much about this game. I think this is the first we've ever talked about it. I didn't get a chance to look at this trailer, but it looks like a, you know, standard action RPG fare, with some anime characters apparently. So it looks decent. Looks
kind of reminds me of Ragnarok Online almost.
Yeah, I can see the comparison there. It looks okay. I mean, it looks decent, man. Looks decent. All right. I will do the next one. Next one comes to us from Gamatsu. Strategy RPG Lily Shiroki Yuri no Otome Tachi. Wow, say that 10 times fast. S announced for Switch. This is from Japanese indie developer Disfact. That's a weird name. So it's about, let's see, about the Lily series. It's content that began release at Comic Market in 2015, developed a cult following thanks to its passionate fans. It's highlighted by high-quality music created by Atsushi Morimori. It's easier to play remake for the Switch. Stress-free strategy RPG. Have you ever played a strategy RPG where probability was an issue? Accuracy rate, critical rate, growth balancing. Lily eliminates all random numbers and puts every element within the calculations of the player. Also, since characters grow based on story progression, there's no need to earn those pesky experience points during battle. Well, that kind of, you know, like...
You're old. Your thinking is old. It probably is the same thing. It's just under the hood type of stuff going on.
I'm reading what it says right here, Eric. There's no need to earn those pesky experience points. With a thorough focus on strategy and stress-free playability, this is the ultimate strategy RPG. Maybe this is the strategy RPG that I need. Because I, you know what I get stressed out with strategy RPGs is like the positioning of my characters. I always have a hard time with that shit.
Frank has spatial cognitive dissonance, I guess.
I guess, man. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's
something. I don't know how to place my units.
I really don't. Like, that paralyzes me in strategy games. Like, tactical games, strategy games. I really don't know what to do. Honestly, I'm at a loss. I'm not very good at those games.
All you have
games.
To do is find out your enemies move with and just put it shy of that.
Yeah, but see, in an action RPG or regular turn-based RPG, I don't even need to think about that. That's the problem, I guess. I don't know. But maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the one. All right, Eric, you're up.
Game Pass games for May. There's only one real good one here.
But, Final Fantasy IX?
And I'm only mentioning it because we're an RPG podcast. But DayZ, Fractured Minds, Red Dead Redemption 2, which is a cowboy simulator and not even anything remotely similar to the first Red Dead, but Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah. I don't know what Fractured...
Surprise, Final Fantasy IX wasn't on there, considering they did all those at Game Pass releases a while ago.
That I have to say, the one thing that Xbox gets right is it's Game Pass, man. No question about it.
I think they're dumb for ending backwards compatibility for the Xbox 360, because they still haven't done backwards compatibility for 13.2 and Lightning Returns.
Is anybody playing like PS3 and Xbox 360 though? Still, honestly, like, is there anything?
Yeah, but they did 13. I might as well do the rest.
Well, I guess, but I mean, honestly, like, I can't.
Like, just keep backwards compatibility going for that and the original version of Residence of Fate.
Yeah. All right. That is the news. So there you go. Is that homie discount still going on, Eric? The PlayStation PlayStation Plus deal.
Let's see if it's added. Damn it, I just closed it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Nothing on Nintendo. I did take a look. Nothing major on the Xbox. And actually nothing major on PlayStation either. So no huge sales. Oh, look at this. It's down to 32. $32. So it keeps getting cheaper. That's really weird. It's the only place that does that. So there you go. All right, Breakman, do we have anything in your segment?
I didn't see anything.
Okay. Let's move on.
You made him cry today. Thanks, people.
Let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Break.
Just Final Fantasy 15. You said
really. Do you advance any, or are you still just...
No, not really. Just same stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Eric?
I've been playing Trials of Mana. I actually beat the game, but I don't want to review the game until I've done all three scenarios.
Ah, you're one of those...
So that'll be next week.
You're doing a completionist run?
Sort of.
Yeah. All right.
I'm playing it on the Switch, so there are no achievements to go after.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Nintendo didn't add some sort of, like, achievement thing with the Switch. That's one of the curiosities.
That'll be something they do for the next console. It's like, we're finally doing achievement system, but it's going to be like medals or whatever.
Yeah, way too late. It'll be something stupid like coins. You earned a silver coin for this or whatever. Been playing a little bit of MPQ, of course, and I finally beat Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which brings us to...
That reminds me, Frank.
All right, what, Eric?
There is sort of an achievement system for Nintendo, my Nintendo, where you can do certain things in mobile phone games and get the coins that you use to spend on the My Nintendo Rewards stuff. So that's sort of an achievement system.
Yeah, that's weak, though, man. And any time that you have to do...
It's not something they've done on their consoles, though.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's where Microsoft and Sony have it all over Nintendo. Like, I'm not a big fan of achievements. Like, if I get them, cool. But,
I just want their inclusion, because I want them to be some kind of parity between the three console platforms.
Yeah. Hey, Break, did you have any reviews?
Uh-uh.
All right. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I'll review it real quick. The remastered version for the PS4. I beat it finally. There was this one part. It's called One Shot, One Kill. They should have called it 100 shots to maybe get 30, 40 kills, because you basically...
The G.I. Joe syndrome.
Yeah, you basically have to use your, I don't know what they call them, C4 charges or claymores to, like, protect your perimeter while you're sniping. I mean, it had to have been, like 40, 50, 60, maybe 70 people. And that's not really what sniping is. You know, sniping is, like, one, two people at most, you know, like usually, but... I mean, it took me literally like 30, 40 tries, but I finally fucking powered through that part. And the rest of the game's pretty easy. It's just, you know, normal Call of Duty stuff, which brings me to kind of a complaint I have about the Call of Duty stuff. It's the same. It's pretty much the same game over and over. There's really not much difference. There's not a lot of leeway in those games. You know, they have sometimes interesting story like this. This is an interesting story about, you know, preventing a nuclear war in the United States, you know, kind of standard fare type shit. But overall, it, you know, those games are just, you know, pretty much the same. Although this, I have to say, this remaster was really well done. I'm going to give an 8 out of 10. I know, you know, some people were higher on this game than most, but that's, I mean, it's good. It's a, you know, standard first person shooter. I think, you know, games like I mentioned earlier, like Halo, are infinitely better than the Call of Duty series in general, just because they are different, you know, and this is, I mean, it's just standard fare, you know. I played two Call of Duty games in a row, and it's pretty much the same game, you know, that's all I can say. I'm also going to review a movie called Z, which just came out on Shudder. Have you guys seen The Babadook? Brake, have you seen The Babadook, or Eric? Either of you guys?
No.
Brake, have you
I want to watch it, but like, is it streaming anywhere?
I'm not sure. Maybe on Prime, Amazon Prime. I'm not 100% sure. It's decent. I like it quite a bit, but Z is a better movie. It's to me genuinely scarier than The Babadook. It's the same premise, kind of a imaginary friend type scenario with some underlying elements like abuse and, you know, like physical abuse and emotional abuse and stuff like that, trauma. But Z is a much scarier movie in my opinion. It's not quite as well directed as The Babadook, but you can tell it's the same type of vibe, but to me a little bit scarier. I didn't find The Babadook all that scary. But you know, I liked it nonetheless. I think I gave it a 7, maybe a 7.5 at the time when I reviewed it. But Z, I think, is slightly better. I think it's worth a watch. Plenty of jump scares, like legit jump scares, not like, you know, the cheap jump scares that you get in most slasher movies. But give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think it's well worth a watch on Shudder if you have Shudder. I don't know where else to get. That movie. I'm sure you can rent it or anything on your, you know, platform of choice. Two real quick reviews. The Purge movies. I saw all four in succession. Each of those movies, the Purge movies, by themselves are not great. But if you look at the series of movies overall and how they are put together, I think it's a great series of movies. Like if you can logically, you know, go from the first to the last and make the connections, then those movies are infinitely better. And I'm giving them an 8 out of 10 with the standout being The Purge Election Year, I think is the name of that movie, that which is, I believe, is an outstanding movie and outstanding in that series. So I highly recommend watching those movies in succession and understanding that each movie is not really truly great on its own, but the series of movies as a whole, not to be confused with the series, the actual TV series, that the movies themselves are good put together, is the best way I can put it. Also, real quickly, Attack on Titan series. I watched all three seasons. Season one is pretty good. I give that an 8 out of 10. It's basically about a group of people that have built a series of walls to keep these big titans out. And there's a lot of political intrigue and a lot of subplots within the series. I really like season two quite a bit. Season three, not quite as much. I give season two a 9 out of 10. Season three, probably another 8 out of 10. But the series as a whole is great. I'm looking forward to season four. You can watch those on Adult Swim, if you have Adult Swim. So, you know, take advantage of that because you can also watch the first, right now on PlayStation, I think it's the same for Xbox, you can watch the first season for free of Attack on Titan. And I think My Hero Academia, too, if I'm not mistaken. So you might want to take advantage of that.
Season 4 of Attack on Titan starts in the fall, assuming everything's still on schedule.
Yeah. I don't have do you have a Heiskapade this week, break, or Eric? I don't,
no.
I don't have one this week. So let's, break. Did you have a Heiskapade? Did we lose break again? Break, you there?
Mm.
All right. Let's move on to Stinko of the Week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, do we have you?
Apparently not.
I think we lost Breakman. All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week.
I would have used it, but it's in yours, so okay. You just go to you then.
Okay. I got a couple. Let me discuss the more, I guess, lighthearted of the two. The Valhalla trailer. I don't know if you guys saw...
The trailer itself isn't the problem. It's Microsoft's...
No, it is the problem, Eric. Eric, it is the problem.
Well, it's a microcosm of the problem, but Microsoft's only making it worse by redefining what a cinematic trailer is.
Okay, here's the deal.
Or gameplay-based trailer.
Sorry. I watched the Xbox event, which was actually pretty decent. I like a lot of the games there. One I'm really intrigued is for is Medium. I think that game looks really good. Valhalla, they got to the Valhalla trailer, right? The new Assassin's Creed game. And they presented it like it was a gameplay trailer. And there was absolutely no gameplay in that trailer. And
they called it a gameplay trailer because it was in-game engine, which is stupid.
It's really dumb. They did the same thing with the... I don't know if you guys remember the Watchdog trailer, right? Ubisoft has a really bad habit of showing off stuff that is just not indicative of what you're going to be playing. And I do not trust Ubisoft. I don't trust this trailer. I don't trust that it's in-game engine, nothing. You know, I want to see...
And you know what? Like, I know Break's not here, but I want to say it anyway. But the biggest problem I have with Xbox isn't even Xbox. It's Microsoft.
Well, I mean, Sony has its issues too. Let's be fair.
Yeah, but it has less issues.
But here's my problem with this trailer. Like, if you're going to come across as a gameplay trailer with any semblance of gameplay, then be honest about it. You know, let's have a little bit of gameplay, even if it's just like one quick battle snippet or something that you're doing within the game. There was no gameplay to be found in the Valhalla trailer. Has nothing to do with Microsoft. Has everything to do with Ubisoft. Ubisoft is a big offender of this, right? They'll come up with the trailer with no,
people get hyped from anyways because they're fucking Pavlovian dogs that just are starved, I guess.
Well, I think they're so used to showing off a really good cinematic trailer and getting all those pre-orders, right? Well, I think people are going to start to get savvy to this because there's nothing there. It showed a bunch of intriguing cinematics, and that's cool. But, you know, whatever. You know, so that's one stinko. My second stinko is...
Do you remember when Microsoft tried to define what an exclusive it was?
Let's move on, man.
They still do that shit. Just they do it considerably less.
Ubisoft is the biggest offender of that shit, period, man. My second stinko this week is... I don't know if you guys saw this video, but there was this black guy that was apparently jogging. And he was hunted down and shot and killed by two white people. I happen to think that they're white supremacists. One was an ex-cop and his son. I think there was a third person that was also implicated in what this was. And let's call it for what it is. It was a murder. Ahmaud Arbery was... They tried to pawn it off. I saw an interview with the family where the police tried to pawn it off as a robbery gone wrong and... And in the act of the robbery is when Ahmaud Arbery was murdered. And that's not how it happened. I think everybody saw
that. No, they hunted him down like he was an animal.
I mean, he may or may not have robbed a place, but it's irrelevant, right? I don't think just because you robbed some place, you should be shot and killed, right? There is justice. You know, you're supposed to be put in prison. Whatever. Break. Do we have you, Break? Did you see this footage? Mm-hmm. What do you think of this whole thing?
Well, I mean, according to the media, the press, there is only one record of any sort of burglary or theft in that area in like the last 3 months or something like that. But their whole alibi was that there was a string of it that's happening all the time. So, yeah.
But here's my question.
They said he looked familiar, like he looked like the suspect, and I'm just thinking because he's a black guy, they look alike, don't they, huh?
Well, let's say...
That's what they think, don't they?
Yeah, let's say 100% it was the guy that was robbing, right?
No, it was not. He was not committing robbery at all. There's zero chance of that.
Right. There's
we shouldn't even insinuate it.
Right, right.
It shouldn't even be insinuated.
I totally agree, Breakman. I mean, I think it was disgusting. That video should immediately prompted the police to come and arrest that person awaiting trial, right? Whoever pulled the trigger and whoever was enabling by taking the video and, you know, helping in chasing down this person. Yeah. And
Frank was just saying, even if it was a robbery, that doesn't mean vigilantes.
I agree.
It should never result in anybody's death. But like, I understand, like if somebody's robbing you and you want to get your shit back, like, you know. But like, they should never kill somebody.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he was
up jogging. He was exercising.
Right. Right.
The man was just doing his like normal everyday thing, and like you said, white supremacists. They decided to block his path, followed him, recorded him, and then attacked him.
Yeah.
Jump out with shotguns and rifles.
You know what?
He fights back, but of course, you know, they've got guns, so obviously they shoot him, and then they say it's like a covered up with the police, you know, that's just it was a theft gone bad.
Right. Here's the thing, the most disturbing about this thing, Breakman. This video was shot, and these people were not even going. The DA blocked the arrest of these people until the public outrage started gaining traction. So if this video was not around, we would have had a modern day lynching.
Oh yeah, and, now I do remember. I do have a stinko.
Okay, hold on, Eric.
Find an article all day,
Eric. Let me finish. We're discussing something else here. My whole thing is like, why did it take so long for them to be even questioned about this? Like, I'm sure somebody heard the shot, somebody reported it. So why weren't these people questioned and held like detained? I mean, I've seen First Amendment auditors detained for way less, Breakman. Like, honestly, like people that go out like with cameras in front of police stations and stuff like that. I've seen not even just like people of color. I've seen white people, I've seen black people, brown people detained for way less than what these assholes did. But it finally they got arrested. The dad
and their bond has been rejected, so they're probably going to jail.
Well, I hope they're going to jail for a very long time, like at least 20 years each. But
that police station, the police station in that area needs to be investigated. And
absolutely,
because the only reason they arrested him is because we found out about it.
See, that's
it became a national thing.
I mean, the most disturbing thing is obviously the video of them shooting the guy. But the second most disturbing thing is the fact that if we did not have this video, his murder would go unsolved forever, and you know, they would get away with it. And
do you know how the video got out?
I have no idea, Breakman. I don't. How did it get out?
That's what I've been wondering. Yeah. I have not heard how it got out because
some pedestrian, you know, like recording or something.
No, it was one of their friends. Like he was with them.
Yeah, they were chasing this guy.
Like, this guy was, yeah. Like apparently, this guy like thought it was saying was with them, and yeah, this was a thief type thing. So
I mean, this is as bad.
That's
I don't know.
I don't think he released it at all. I think it got out some other way.
Yeah. I'd be curious.
Or maybe he was so stupid he thought it would exonerate him.
Yeah, and which. Really? Was there video before of like the guy like threatening them with guns? I highly doubt it, because for a black person to carry around a gun is like, that's a no-no. You know, you don't do that if you're black or brown. You'll be shot by the police like within 2 seconds. How many times have we seen that, Break, where, you know, like I saw this
they
one
did
video
in Cleveland with that kid.
Yeah, in Cleveland,
there was this toy gun.
This kid was in a park. Yeah. Within
he was
2 seconds,
12 years old, it was fucking. It's horrifying.
It was horrible. Like the cop just rolled up and boom, didn't even give him a second. You know, just shot from his car.
You have to read somebody their rights.
Yeah. Well,
and the worst part of it is that they got away with it because it's, you know, it was a toy gun and he thought he was doing the right thing. What?
Thought he was doing the right thing.
The cop thought the toy gun looked realistic, so he thought it was a real gun. So
yeah, obviously. With an orange cap on the thing that they're all trained to know. You know, that kids do have those type of guns that are, you know, orange tipped or orange in general. It's just ridiculous. All right, let's move on. Break your stinko of the week.
Well, Eric said he had one. I wanted to go ahead.
All right, Eric, your stinko.
Anyways, YouTube is clearly run by Nazis, because guess who they brought back?
Let me guess, PewDiePie.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Short gaming, YouTube gaming short-term memory strikes again is the name of the article. It's from US Gamer. Anyways, this last month, Games Industry's Biz Rekeba Valentine wrote us a sharp editorial about the site for NASCAR racer Kyle Larson now is... that's not... Wait. This sounds like a completely different article. Wait. It's getting to it, but that sounds like a very... That sounds like a rabbit hole that they didn't need to get into, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, Kyle Larson is PewDiePie's real name. That's where I got confused.
Yeah.
They're co-relating it, but
we haven't learned how his casual
use of racial slur during the broadcast of an online racing event had resulted in his team and his many of his sponsors cutting ties with him. NASCAR itself suspended him indefinitely. She contrasted the treatment of Larson to the way games industry and its various platform horrors treat racist acts by celebrities on their platforms. The answer is usually with a slap on the wrist, followed by a welcome return to business as usual, because these people have been following that love them despite or because of their offensive humor and prejudiced perspectives. The industry intentionally keeps a very short-term memory of their actions. So yeah, this is what YouTube did with PewDiePie.
Why are they doing that? There are so many better video game reviewers than PewDiePie on YouTube.
Greed. Money. They get money because he makes some money.
Yeah, but it's so strange. They got so many other, like, highly subscribed, like, YouTubers. Like, they don't need PewDiePie. Why do they need that? I guess any press is good press for YouTube. They don't give a fuck, man. You guys remember that stupid exercise video I experimented with just because I wanted to try something a little different on the channel? They gave me a copyright strike. And I'm like, how the fuck can you give me a copyright strike that's public domain on your site? It's so stupid. It's because there was like a little snippet of some music that was, it was so obscure. I fought it and I won, but they fucking put it on again. Like, I don't understand how many times I have to fight this dumb, you know, claim. It's so stupid. Well,
the rest of the article is a bunch of quotes to, like, yeah, of things that he said.
Yeah.
And then, like, I like how they list quotes and stats.
Yeah. I mean,
usually a link that, like, gives them their source.
I mean, I thought PewDiePie was on the downswing when he started all that shit. Yeah. Like, I thought
he went to Mixer. Microsoft was stupid and let him be on Mixer.
Well, as long as he didn't do anything that stupid. I mean, they were kind of obligated.
Well, I didn't see any articles about him doing similar things on Mixer, but yeah, that didn't last long, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's move on. Break your stinko of the week. Break, do we have ya?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, cool.
What?
No, go ahead, Break. Your stinko.
Okay, I got a few. Let's start out with this one. So, what happens if somebody pleads guilty to a crime?
You're supposed to go to jail.
Right. You've pled guilty.
Yep.
Of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You're punished for that crime, right?
Yeah, I think you're going
to
be.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen?
Yep.
Unless you're special, which I guess Flynn is.
Oh my God, you're talking about General Flynn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I.
Pled guilty, and now they're talking about bringing him back into the presidential fold.
Oh my God!
Like, he guilty to lying to Congress, and even then Trump turned on him, and now like now Trump loves him again or something, because what was he refused to flip on Trump when he went in or something like that.
Yeah, that's why Trump loves him now. I think honestly, the case against Flynn was kind of weak, to be honest with you. And the only reason I think Flynn took that guilty plea was just to be done.
I don't think it was weak enough for him to get, like you said, took the guilty plea.
He did take a guilty plea, which it's really strange that the Justice Department would drop something like that. Isn't that a slam? Like, I honestly believe, looking at the whole case as a whole, if you looked at the facts, like, Flynn was a shady character, but, like, some of the shit that they were saying about Flynn just didn't jive right, you know? It didn't quite hold up. But, like you said, Brake, he did plead guilty. So once you plead guilty, like if I were to plead guilty, they'd give me a fine or put me in jail or whatever the fuck, right? But I think since this is Bill Barr's Justice Department, and I think, you know what I think, Brake? I think honestly that the reason this happened was so Trump didn't have to pardon Flynn, which he was definitely going to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was coming. He was definitely going to. I mean, he made that insinuation.
I'm waiting for Roger Stone when that thing happened, too.
Yeah,
Either they're going to step in or Trump's going to pardon him. I think Trump's waiting for them to step in, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Just like this.
Yeah, I think he's just using the Justice
Department.
Injustice Department, absolutely, man. What else you got, Brake?
Okay, I've complained about these protesters. I think this would be the third week in a row I've complained about these paid protesters.
Yes.
And their gun-toting ways and stuff like that. Well, these fucking pricks have decided to not only protest in front of the Capitol and, you know, threaten Washington officials and stuff. Now they're protesting in front of people's fucking homes.
That's ridiculous, man.
Dr. Adams?
Westboro Baptist Church knows to do that.
Yeah.
The Dr. Adams, who's done everything she can for the state, is one of the leading doctors. They've been protesting in front of her home with their fucking machine guns and everything else.
Isn't there something that can be done about that? I know
I don't understand. I don't understand how it's legal.
I know there's an open carry law in your state, right, Brake?
Yeah.
You can carry a gun around as long as it's like, I think the law, if I'm not mistaken, as long as it's not loaded or you know, something like that,
to be holstered.
Yeah, holstered. Okay, that's the definition of holstered's kind. I know there's been some weird, language around holstering, and then the cops have the right to look at your weapons, make sure they're registered and all that. But if you get a group of, let's say, 10 people with AKs and you're a cop with a pistol, are you going to seriously, ask each and every one of them to, make sure that those guns are registered and stuff like that? Yeah.
And the safety's on.
Yeah, and the safety's on here. Let me check your weapon. I mean, these people are not normal, right? I agree with you, Brake. I understand what you were saying last week, but the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, we disagree on that. That's one thing. But yeah. This is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
this is a personal threat to somebody's life.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is legal, that they can just do this.
Yeah.
Private property, do they not understand?
Well, no, here's the thing. If they're on the sidewalk,
they're on the sidewalk.
That's public.
Thing. As long as they march on the sidewalks, they're fucking fine. Well,
at that point, you're a public nuisance, so you should be arrested for that.
Which is also ridiculous, because if during the wintertime, if you don't have your sidewalk, if the sidewalk isn't shoveled by you, you can be sued for it.
That's ridiculous. I never understood that bullshit too. If it's a public sidewalk, then the city should take care of that.
The city should be responsible.
Right.
You're right, 100%.
Right, but you're right. If you own a house and you don't shovel your public sidewalk, you can be sued, which is the most ridiculous thing. I don't understand that at all. It's just ridiculous. But I agree with you, Brake, man. Like people going in front of people's houses with guns is. I mean, that's concerning. I mean, I think if I saw somebody even in an open carry state, if I saw somebody with a gun, I would probably call the police. I'm hoping she did that, and hopefully they could get those people to. I mean, the Capitol is one thing. If you're an open carry person and you go to the Capitol, I mean, it's public. You're allowed to do it. You know, I think it's dangerous, and I think it's irresponsible of those people to do it. And they were definitely protesting for the wrong thing. Like, if they were, if, Here's another thing, Break. Remember last week?
A lot of those people are paid to do it, too. Yes, like, we know the DeVos Foundation's paying – just put millions into this for one thing.
Yeah, DeVos is a piece of shit, man, of the highest order. Break, you remember last week I was saying that maybe, like, a bunch of black people or brown people should get some guns and maybe do the same thing? Well, somebody did it.
I think they'd die. I think they'd turn into a war, right? Like, almost right away. I think as soon as the wrong guy, like, just one – it all it takes is one asshole.
Yeah.
Go, oh, shit, guy with a gun, like a black man with a gun. And
I think we talked about that last week, too. We both had the same kind of feeling about that, Break, but – courageously,
it shouldn't be that way, but I think it will. But I think it is that way.
Yeah,
which is scary, you know?
Right? Courageously, though, there was a group of volunteer black people, registered gun owners, that took their AKs and their guns, just like the white supremacists were that day. Remember, it was a bunch of paid white supremacist pieces of shit, pretty much. And I think we both came to an agreement for that. My argument was, like, they were protesting the wrong thing. They should have been protesting, you know, getting us more money. That would have been, you know, something to protest. Yes. You know, that would have been better.
But the government is supposed to protect us in times of crisis.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, 12.
He's treating the entire country like the way he's treated Puerto Rico, so I'm not surprised.
$1,200. Yeah. $1,200 is what they gave us, Break. And by the way,
I still haven't got mine, so.
I got mine, but you know what happened to mine? It went to my child support.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. Which I don't mind. At least I know it went to my kids, you know, hopefully. You know, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm not complaining about that at all. Like, I do owe a little bit of back child support. So, you know, it going to that is fine. But, I mean, it was that the purpose of the stimulus check is to, you know, I don't know.
No.
But,
what this government should be doing for us is providing us with means for food and water.
Yep.
Covering our electric and our housing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man.
The internet should be a utility now.
The way that
internet should be definitely a utility.
Absolutely. Why do you think Comcast agreed to give us 2 months of unlimited data? Those motherfuckers could have been doing that all along, you know, giving us unlimited data. But they decided, since it's a pandemic, everybody's going to be home. You know, we're going to get all these overages. We're going to get complaints. We're going to, you know, cut that off right now. But I don't know, man. Like, I did see... Break, this group of people, they escorted this black lawmaker into the Michigan Capitol. And I was like, I cannot believe that they weren't arrested or harassed or...
Really?
Yes. You can see the video. They volunteered. The lawmaker did not ask them to do it, but she accepted their help because why wouldn't she, you know, to get into the Capitol? And they all had guns, man. And it was, I felt heartened by it. I was like, wow. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't want it to get to this, but here's where we're at now. You know, we're having to have,
it's one stupid asshole away from, you know, violence.
Yep. Yep. Basically. It's getting
from
closer.
Chain reactions of violence.
It's getting closer and closer to that point, Break, for sure. For sure. All right, what else you got, Blake?
Excuse me.
Anything else, Blake?
Well, now Eric called. No, I'm just kidding.
No, okay, that's it. All right.
Let me tell you a story here. So
does it involve Microsoft or Sony?
No, it doesn't involve any of that. It's son of a bitch. I'm still trying to get over this.
Okay.
So anyway. And that's probably the reason I'm really just in an irritated mood to begin with. somebody that Mrs. Bregman knows, somebody that I know knows somebody that's getting married. Mm-hmm. And they planned their wedding, I guess, earlier this year before the pandemic started. And they scheduled their wedding for June 20th.
Okay.
Would you go to a wedding on June 20th? During the pandemic?
If everybody was wearing masks, I would. But
okay, well, I'm not done. I would probably still say no. But Because states like Ohio have said, no, we're not going to allow you to do that here. Mm-hmm. You can't have a wedding. Instead of rescheduling the wedding till later in the year, maybe something like that, she decided to move it into Tennessee.
Are you kidding me?
You have to go stay in a hotel to, you know, for one thing, I do not want to stay in a fucking hotel. No offense.
Absolutely not. I totally agree with you.
You know, she offered to pay for the hotel room. Like, you, and then when we complained about, you know, well, this is a pandemic, well, just stay in your house then if that's what you're afraid of.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We'll stay in our house. You guys have your wedding. Best of luck to you. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
No, they have no regard for your safety or health, Breakman. For anybody's health and safety. I totally agree with you. I would not go at all. I'd be like, no, thank you.
Weddings are garbage.
Yeah.
This is a childhood friend who's been like really shitty about it. She's known the guy for less than a year.
Yeah.
There's no reason like they have to rush the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it's just.
Why not just postpone it? Postpone it for a couple of months. Like,
instead of going, like, I don't like the idea of a destination wedding to begin with.
Would you be more open to going break if it was like say August or something?
And weddings are the most vanity money sinks ever.
And the curb like flattened. Let's say because the curb hasn't flattened. We're still on an
upward. Supposed to be celebrating their marriage, not you know having an elaborate to do.
Yeah. What were you saying, break?
Maybe if the curb flattened in August or something like that.
Yeah.
I would think about it.
Yeah.
I'd still be weary about staying in a hotel.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't go to a hotel at all. Like that's the last place you want to go. Like honestly, you know. I mean, this year Bernie and I are going to go to Vegas, but we're planning on December. Like December. Like wait, and I had to make sure that the casinos were going to be doing the right things, and it seems like each of the casinos are doing the proper things. They're going to have like hand sanitizer at all over. They're going to have like glass panels between machines, like slot machines. Their buffets, you're going to be served. You're not going to go up there and serve yourself at buffets. I mean, I think that Las Vegas has the right thinking, but it's going to take.
Buffets probably should be done anyway because
it is. I agree with that.
It's a good way for other people to get sick regardless of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have a cure. This is going to come back hard in the fall and the winter. I don't know if like even December would be good for anything.
Yeah. It's going to use the flu. It's going to attach itself to flu strains.
Yeah.
Try to spread itself again.
Yeah, we're gonna hold off a little bit on getting tickets and reservations and stuff. But
right.
I mean, at some point, we got to get back to real life, right? I mean,
I know. I agree. I agree. But we got to deal with the virus first. Yeah, it's got to be. Contained. We as a country haven't done the right things until it was too late.
Yep.
We started doing the right things then, but now it's a problem that we still have to deal with.
Away.
Yep. Yep.
we're not doing anything.
Honestly, if by the end of summer,
just lying about it.
Yeah.
What else? Just saying, oh, we've got this taken care of. Oh, we've already beat it and stuff like that. Like,
I'm tough. I'm doing the best job by doing nothing.
If by the end of summer this thing hasn't like flattened, then we're gonna have to reassess. But I'm guessing by the end of summer that the curve will at least be flattened. You know, that's what my hope is. So, you know,
last I'd heard, they think it's going to be mid June by the time it's flattened. And she's talking June 20th. Like this, like the curve isn't even flattened yet, and you're more concerned with
money,
bringing your family together for a wedding. Like, what if one person comes in with that virus?
Yeah,
all it takes
my family wants to celebrate my niece's birthday. I mean, told them I'm not coming.
Yeah, I mean, think about things.
And
like,
I told them not to even bother.
I can't think of worse thing.
A much better compromise would be having them like come different days.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
giving off, dropping off the gifts and hanging around for a bit, like they intended. But no, it's a bad idea to just be all in the same room at the same time. Even if you're in different rooms of the house, you're still all in the same house.
Here's the thing. Like, weddings are probably the worst of the bunch of gatherings, because what happens during weddings? You're all dancing with each other. You're within close contact. You're shaking hands. You're hugging. You know, it's all family members.
Destination
right?
wedding, you've gone to a hotel. Yep. So you've stayed in a place that's been visited by people from around the world.
Yeah.
It's a global pandemic, and we got people from around the world, you know, catching the virus.
Yeah, and are you going to trust that hotel chain to sanitize everything out of, you know, no fucking way. That ain't happening. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. But we need to move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Break, your sweet of the week.
Oh, I was going to give it to the Clone Wars for just... As Wyland said last week, we were talking about, it's sad that it was ending, but as he said, all good things, and they gave us a satisfying finale. Very satisfying.
I was going to ask you, I don't want spoilers, but was the end, like, really good, or?
Yeah, it leads into the Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Like, so as far as it, the point that it ends, the Revenge of the Sith has already started, and that Order 66 is already going on. So.
Okay. All right. So that's good. That's good.
I think that's about where they are, and then there's other things that happen. I don't want to spoil.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man. That's cool. All right, anything else, Break, on your sweetos?
No, just all good things. But yeah, I'd love to see something next from the studio. I mean, the last season, they just decided... We're going to put in the best. I mean, and I was not saying they didn't have good animation before, because they had great animation, but like they just, this year, like they decided to just blow it out of the water, I think.
Oh, look at this. Freak Fives in chat. He says his sweeto, his marriage leveled up yesterday, 15 years. Yeah. I had 17 before mine ended, Freak Five. So that's really good, man. That's
I was hoping Gripper would show up, because he's apparently back now.
Gripper's back? Shit. Sure, that's awesome. I miss Gripper. Gripper used to be a regular on the show at first, man, and then he just kind of fell by the wayside. Same thing with...
I think he had a job which have different hours.
Yeah. Same thing with Dungeon. Man, where the fuck is Dungeon? Anybody know where Dungeon is? I saw him one time on PlayStation, but that's about it. But all right, happy
I
to see you.
I think he might be working or something.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, that son of a bitch is on PlayStation.
What's that?
He's on PlayStation. I saw him on PlayStation a couple of times. This son of a bitch is just... He's boycotting us for some reason. Probably because he can't take too much
of
my
voice. He's
probably
tired of the politics. Like, god damn it, guys. Really.
We haven't been doing politics the past couple of weeks, though, man. Really. I mean, a little bit, but not much. Mm. Okay, let's move on to Sweeto's Break, man. Did you already do yours?
Yes.
All right. Eric, I didn't see you have a Sweeto.
No.
Mine was that they finally arrested the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery, which we discussed before.
This happened back in February, right?
I believe so. Either that, the beginning of March.
72 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it took them forever to arrest.
Three months later.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, 72 days. That's not weeks.
Exactly. Also, it looks like every one of my seeds is sprouting, so that's good. I'm going to have a healthy supply this year. All right, I guess let's move on to...
In other words, party at Frank's house.
Damn right, September. The beginning of September is when these things are ready to go. So, all right, let's move on to...
It's a football!
Oh, I mentioned and he shows up. It's a football!
Holy shit, Dungeon Buster appears. We talked shit about him, and he's here.
Maybe it's like a Beetlejuice thing, where he just has to say his name three times, and he'll show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we say his name three times? Maybe we did.
I think we did, man. We're broadcasting on YouTube and Twitch. I don't know what the hell's going on with Twitch, Dungeon. Hopefully you can hear us, but...
Yeah, you guys missed the fight. We were arguing earlier.
I wasn't arguing. I was in between you and Eric. Man.
I was mad. I walked away for a little bit. I was pissed.
Yeah, you were mad at Eric.
Yeah, you missed that, everybody.
So yeah, you missed a brawl for all, man. It was strange.
I was pretty mad.
You know who won, though?
Eric?
No, Eric didn't win. Oh. I won. because I wasn't directly involved.
Okay.
Twitch doesn't like it when streamers double dip on YouTube. I know that's. I don't know what's going on, Dungeon. I'm glad you're here, though. Thanks for joining. The feed is dead on Twitch? How weird.
Yeah, it's still dead.
All right. I'll work on that, Dungeon. I really don't know what to do about it. Like, I'll mess around with it this week and figure it out, I guess.
It works on YouTube. I don't understand why, like, YouTube is fine and Twitch is like, no.
Does Twitch have some detection algorithm that says, oh, you're on YouTube, bitch. We're just going to shut your feed down.
I might try shutting down YouTube and seeing if Twitch just works on its own. So I don't know. Nothing you can do. Not kidding. Twitch doesn't like it when you double stream.
So yeah, they're being petty, I guess.
That sucks, man.
So we can't use Twitch YouTube. Unless we dump YouTube.
Which is fine because YouTube sucks. So I'll have no problem doing that.
Who wants to go to a fucking site that hires a white supremacist, essentially?
Yeah, who cares?
An anti-Semitist.
I mean,
he's basically a Nazi.
We get way more people on fucking Twitch than we do YouTube anyways, so I have no problem just making that switch. I'll mess around with it, Dungeon, and see if we can.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like YouTube is the one that has this problem. It's Twitch that doesn't like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. It's really weird. And it's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Okay. Free for all this
Twitch
week.
We should hire the anti PewDiePie.
Yeah, that's us.
Who's
man.
That?
Us, of course.
The anti PewDiePie would be more like Mr. Rogers, but you're not Mr. Rogers.
I'm more than Mr. Rogers, man. I'm Mr. Rogers and Captain Kangaroo and everybody else rolled up in one. Eric, that's where you're wrong.
I mean, you're Mr. Body.
How dare you? Okay, let's move on to our free-for-all.
What do you mean, how... You just got compared to Tim Curry and you say, how dare you?
You gotta stir up the pot a little bit, Breakman. You know, you can't let people, like, just be rosy all the time, man. You have to, like, you know, stir up a little bit of controversy here and there. You know, you can't just be straight-laced all the time, man. Tim Curry is great, but still, you know. It's controversial statements like that have... made us up and running for 12 years, man. So there you go. But Tim Curry's great. One day I'm going to get Tim Curry on the show. You guys are going to be surprised. And then you guys could say, you know what? Frank said that you were a piece of shit on one of the shows. Dungeon says, but...
I mean, well, he's done video games. I mean, I'm just saying.
Weird. Weird, Dungeon. Glad you could join us, though, Dungeon. I appreciate you being in here. I'll look into it. You know, I'd rather have Twitch up and running for sure anyways. So, which is weird because I see the Twitch dashboard and everything when I start it up. So I don't know whatever. By the way, I caught the tail end of what Brake said about Clone Wars and totally agree. The way this series ended, oh, my God. Well, I gotta see it. I'm still on season one, man. Like, I'm having a hard time getting through season one.
Spoiler alert, Darth Maul shows up on, like, the third or fourth season, and, like, it's one of the best things the show's ever done was bringing him back.
Yeah, I like Darth.
He's just a great villain.
Yeah. Darth Maul's good, man. And the comic was good, man. I don't know if you read the comic, Break, but, man, what happened to him after he got cut up and stuff was pretty weird and cool, man. So, anyways. All right, free-for-all.
They do go into that in the Clone Wars because they find him. Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil. No spoilers.
Sorry.
It's all good. Okay. Eric, you brought this up. AMC Regal Theaters refused to show Universal Films following VOD release of Trolls World Tour updated. What's the problem here, Eric? What are we looking at?
Also, Scooby... The Scooby movie, Scoob.
All right, why are they upset? Because I mean, we got this pandemic. What the fuck else was Universal supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't get that because like, I'm pretty sure most of your theaters are still closed anyway, so it's not like people can go to it.
Yeah.
So why are you complaining?
Yeah, Frank Freak says, and then
if anything, you should be doing. What local theaters and other places are doing, work with the publisher to do video screenings, which are basically rentals, which cost about the same price as a ticket.
Yeah. Freak says, and then Frank will wake up after I was talking about Tim Curry. Look, I'll have you know, Freak 5, that I'm working on getting a voiceover to ask the question for our 600th episode.
And they're upset because they're losing their place in the world. And this is probably the beginning end of theater as we know it, because a lot of places are going to stay shuttered.
I agree. Yeah. I think there are going to be quite a few theater chains that either
property owners need their fucking money and they're going to ask for rental or pay the rent.
Yeah, because our government
aren't open to actually get money to pay them because
our government should pay those people and pay them with stipulations saying that, hey, this money is for the rent your rental people here.
Yeah.
Don't need to charge them, you know, because that's what the government should do in times of fucking crisis.
Now, what I should say is the rent
handouts to billionaires.
The property owners should just not give a fuck. That's all I can say.
That's not going to happen.
We should stop caring about money. We should stop pretending like things are still the same. Because they aren't.
Dungeons...
Even when they were quote unquote normal, it was broken.
Yeah. Dungeon says Tim Curry was great in Red Alert 3. What isn't Tim Curry great in Dungeon? He's pretty good in almost anything. Even that Home Alone movie. I think, what was it? Home Alone 2? Dungeon says last three episodes were better than most of the Disney Star Wars movies. They were on Rogue One's level. Ooh, that's high praise, Dungeon. Problem is that Universal said they will do this even after theaters reopen. That's the problem. But see, why wouldn't AMC wait till that happened and then say, hey, you're breach of contract. Fuck you guys. You know, we're going to not play your movies. It just seems like a bitch move to me. I don't understand this. I honestly think that
I don't even like the theater experience, to be honest, because there's nothing more I hate than going to see, let's say, a family movie, because I wanted to see, like, I don't know, the sequel to Incredibles 2, and having to hear whiny kids that are way too young to be sitting in the theater because they don't have the patience to sit in the theater, and their parents probably drag them anyway.
That's why you don't go see those movies in the theater.
And it smells like fucking popcorn everywhere, or soda on the floors.
There
are good theaters, but not where I live, apparently, and it's not worth the hassle, and it's not worth the cost and gas to drive to a theater.
Yeah, it's becoming increasingly apparent that theaters...
I got a 50-inch TV, so I've got a big enough screen.
You know what's going to make a comeback? You guys are going to be surprised. Drive-in theaters. Drive-in theaters are going to make a comeback. Mark my words, man. It's going to be weird to see. Like, we still have one drive-in theater here. But they're going to make a comeback because that's social distancing. You can bring your own, you know, snacks and shit for the most part. You know, of course you want to support the drive-in theater if you go, but, you know, stuff like that. Dungeon says, theater's so angry and desperate. They are. They're really desperate, man.
Also, I hate Fathom events. I hate having to go see a movie on a specific day because they don't give them billing enough to have,
aren't they getting
a daily run of it.
Aren't the theaters getting huge, like, tax breaks, like, from the government? Like, I'd have to look into it, you know, to know more. But I thought they were getting big-time money, big bailouts. Dungeon says, or when you go to
also
a rated...
theater where...
Hold on, Eric.
Sometimes the cost of concessions is more expensive than the actual ticket.
Well, that's because they have to stay in business somehow. They don't make any money on the movies. When you go to a rated PG-13 or R action movies and someone decides to bring their kids, yeah, I do have a problem with that, but there is remedies for that. You can go get the usher to get them out or whatever, but, seems like it isn't a breach of contract. Otherwise they would be suing too. Yeah. That it's just being girly in my opinion. Freak 5.
They're being petty.
Petty. That's a better way of putting it. They're just being petty and redonkulous, as they say. All right, something else we got on Free For All. We talked a little bit about it last week, but the food supply chain. Now, I lamented the fact that a lot of these farms are destroying their crops. And Eric succinctly put it to me in a way that I could kind of understand. In a capitalist society, like, if you can't make money off of something, then it's useless. That's how capitalism works. So even though our food pantries are bare and, you know, homeless people are still starving, like, there is no value in those crops if they can't sell them. So hence these farmers are destroying, like, literally acres and acres of crops. And it's, to me, it was disgusting. I'm like, look, there are plenty of homeless people or people right now that don't have any money that could use that food, you know. But I think in thinking about it, like, if it's like,
I mean, you're gonna throw away anyways, you might as well give it to some food bank.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's also health concerns as well, Eric. Like, if you can't distribute this food in a proper manner and do the proper, like, things, then you could, on top of the pandemic, people could get sick. So I kind of understand, like, why the, you know, why the vegetables were kind of destroyed in a way. Although I think they could have made an effort, you know, to simply just...
Yeah, they just didn't want to put the effort in to check all their food.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon said, I read an article where some farmers were just giving away potatoes because the alternative would be to destroy them. That's very rare, Dungeon. Like, mostly I've seen them just destroy their crops because, you know, they have no place to sell them. And like I said, in a capitalist society that we live in, it's all about money. If you can't make money, then products have no value whatsoever. So they see it that way. You know, they don't see the value in feeding homeless people or, you know, filling up food pantries or anything.
Never mind that feeding them would keep them alive long enough to actually buy your food, maybe.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. Like, the food supply chain is weird. Like, there's going to be, like, I've noticed, like, even in the fast food places, they're starting more and more to run out of stuff. And I heard Wendy's, for one, is going to run out of meat, specifically beef, here real soon. So, you know, our food supply chain is very, very precarious. Like, it's very fragile at best. Like, if one thing goes wrong in the food chain, we're going to be paying for this shit in the long run. Trust me, our groceries after this pandemic are going to skyrocket in price. You know, things like you wouldn't even think of, like, chicken is the least expensive meat. Chicken's going to go up. Like, I mean, it's going to be crazy. Like, we have not seen the effects of this pandemic until probably a year from now. So, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's just, it's crazy. So, Dungeon, thanks a lot for telling us about, that Twitch problem. I was just thinking that it was a Twitch issue, but I'll try just doing Twitch next time. 'Cause I really don't care about YouTube. Nobody ever joins YouTube. So I'll go ahead and do that. So the food supply chain break, man. I don't think that we as a society here in the United States anyways know how fragile the food chain is. If even one thing goes wrong, we will suffer the consequences beyond what we even know. So do you think that we're going to see, like, higher prices coming up real soon? Did I lose you guys? Where are we at?
No, we're still here. I'm still here, at least.
Break, are you here? Maybe you're on mute. Yeah, I think he's on mute. Maybe he went to the restroom. But yeah, so I don't know. It's just the supply chain is weird.
Nobody's buying gas, really. So food will be the new gas.
You know, that's another thing that's kind of weird. Like, I noticed, like, I think we're getting price gouged on gas big time. I noticed at Sam's, gas is running about $1.10, $1.15 a gallon. And everywhere else here, it's like $1.70, $1.60, $1.80, you know, $1.90. Like, why is there such a big discrepancy between, you know, different gas stations? Like,
it's not like gas is scarce. So
no, it's not. It's not at all.
It's more like people aren't really driving because they can't.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, one more question for you guys. Eric, you put this down last week, and we're definitely going to have enough time to answer it. But the question is, are some RPGs just too long? So I'll start with you, Eric. What do you think about that?
I came up with this after putting an unreasonable amount of hours into Persona 5's Royal.
Yeah.
And, well, part of that was due to the fact that because I didn't play the game right and had to replay it just so I could get to the new content, which is kind of bullshit. They should have made a better way to access that content.
Yeah.
But more like games like Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3. It is the longest game in the Cold Steel series. And, well, I'm sure 4 is actually even longer. And I'm wondering whether or not if it's due to actual pacing issues within the game or him just not splitting up the game in enough parts that are digestible.
Okay.
Or maybe that's not the problem at all. Maybe the problem is people want to be spoon-fed a movie-sized story or so. Which is weird, because like, other people complain the game's not long enough.
And I
seriously, I don't know, I guess I'm an addict, because like, I ate up all of Cold Steel 3, where some people were like, get to the point, I don't want to get this exposition, but I eat that stuff up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Eric, I don't think an RPG can be too long, to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever been in any particular RPG and said, man, I've wasted too much time in this game, like, ever. I've done that in action games and even first-person shooters. Like, I mentioned the Call of Duty series. Like, sometimes I think...
And the same people that are complaining about Cold Steel 3 being too long are really into Final Fantasy VII Remake, a game whose first part is all about Midgar, and they stretch the 5-hour segment at most to a 45-hour segment.
Yeah, see, Dungeon Buster says, if an RPG is super engaging, I don't mind how long it is. If the time spent feels quality from start to finish, that's okay. Well, that's kind of subjective, because some love that immersion, and others may not care for that much. But Dungeon, like RPGs have always... been one of those immersive type experiences where I've never heard that argument. This game runs long in an RPG, especially old school RPGs. Like I mentioned this before, like
I kind of get it with Cold Steel 3. Like there's a lot of world building going on in that game.
And
they're sort of replicating the feel of the first Cold Steel, because there is a new group of students, so they have to explain certain things to them, even though it feels like regurgitation from the player's point of view.
Yeah. There have been times in RPGs where I've been sick of the enemies. You know, like, that's something that's kind of normal. But I haven't met an RPG, like, normally, if an RPG is 40 hours, let's say, which is kind of, I guess that's kind of small now for an RPGs, but... If it says that it takes 40 hours to beat an RPG, usually I'm double that. So you can count on me spending...
Well, that's the critical path, probably.
Yeah. You can count on me spending...
Not doing any side quest stuff, not talking to the NPCs like I do, which does run up the clock.
Yeah, which I have no problem with. I do that all the time.
I mean, I don't do that on repeat playthroughs, but on the first playthrough...
Yeah, what were you saying, Brake? Well,
like, me and Eric, like, he was talking about playing Final Fantasy 15, the way I play it versus the way he plays it, he'll catch up to me within a day or two, you know, because I go off and I'll wander and I'll grind and I'll go do all the side quests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that about the story of this game. Like, you can play through it really quick if you want to, or, you know, you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I think you get your money worth if it's longer. For sure. That's the big appeal of RPGs in general. Like, I don't think I've ever played an RPG where I felt ripped off by even at full price. You know, even if it's not a great RPG, I mean, the amount of hours
that I felt like that about Odyssey, though. I felt like there was way too much to do and none of it was interesting.
Well, yeah.
And I had to do too much of it because the game put up level caps, or rather, level recommendations for main quests that involve you having to do the side quests to get strong enough to be able to handle those.
Yeah. It can feel like it runs long if the grind is really bad or padded with superfluous tacks that feel like trash. Yeah.
I felt like Climax Entertainment hasn't made a good game since Lady Stalker. Matrix Software made Elantra, but I think it had some Climax stuff in it. But yeah, because like if you played Dark Savior, that was a weird game. But it's a very interesting game, but I wouldn't call it a good one.
Yeah. Time Stalkers. I hated Time Stalkers. That RPG was not worth it, and I tried to like it. Dungeon says, I mean, there's a difference between not liking a game and getting your money's worth. Yeah. If you were to play Time Stalkers all the way through, you probably would get your money worth, even though the game is not great. Dungeon. I spent nearly 60 to 70 hours on Tales of the Abyss.
Also, I think maybe this person that I'm talking about specifically on Twitter that didn't like Wholesale 3 is like, maybe you're just not into it anymore.
Yeah. Freak 5 says if the game sucks, the problem isn't the length. I spent nearly 60 to 70 hours on Tales of the Abyss. Not my favorite Tales RPG. I wanted my time back.
I like Tales of the Abyss. Yeah. But Tales of the Abyss was a little bit too long in the tooth. I feel like they were trying to tell you a single narrative without too many side tangents to go on.
Yeah.
But they did spend a while. I felt like they did spend a little too much on certain things.
Yeah, here's another perspective. Freak 5 says, but if the game is great, no matter how long the game is, I feel like it isn't long enough. That nothing could be truer, Freak 5. I mean, like, that goes for almost any game. A game like, let's say Call of Duty, for instance. Like, if I was really enthralled with the content and stuff, like, it would seem too short. But for me, it just seemed like the proper length. Like, I got through it, and it's just done, you know. First Mass Effect took me roughly 30 hours or so to finish, a lot shorter than most RPGs that I played, but I really enjoyed it. It's a good thing it.
Tales of Legendia is a short game, because that was a terrible game.
Yeah. Break just walks out of the RPG theater.
Yeah, I was saying, like, in chat, if there's a game I'm playing, maybe I put in like 20, 30, 40 hours. If I'm just not having fun, I just quit. Too many RPGs like that.
Yeah, I don't think I've run
and,
in.
And I know I always come up with some excuse as to why. Like, it's like I quit Wild Arms because that twist. I didn't really care about the twist. I just wasn't having that much fun to begin with. Like, I was just like,
Well, and then you have to do that platforming shit on Wild Arms, man. Fuck all that.
The original Wild Arms didn't have platforming, but Wild Arms 3 did.
Yeah, that...
Or
that...
4 had more platforming than 3 did, though.
That platforming was fucking awful. 4
was just a mess of a plot, and I didn't care for all the changes that they did with it. They kind of made up for it with 5, though.
Yeah.
Still had the same weird gameplay, but they fixed the biggest issue I had with it, which was you had to choose between moving your character or attacking. In this, you could move and attack.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about all we got for this week.
What was that? It was Xeno Saga, I think. I quit like right before the last stage.
Oh, I like Xeno Saga, man. I like Xeno Saga.
The one with like the 45-minute cutscenes and everything. Yeah, I was just so fucking bored with it at that point.
I like that game, man.
Gameplay was so... The fights were so boring.
They could call that game cutscene, and I would still play it, man. I like that game quite a bit.
At what point
did the team realize that they just wanted to make a movie or a TV series?
You should have beat that game.
But we're game developers, so we're just going to make it a game and fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. You should have beat that game.
I love Xenogears. That's different. That's why I got Xenosaga, because I was like, oh, it's from the same field. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Xenogears second disc should have just been a second game, and they should have just spent more time on it, because, oh boy, the second disc...
Xenosaga or Xenogears? I think he said Xenogears. I remember Xenogears.
No, I'm saying I love Xenogears, but Xenosaga, like, just the main character hated books, and we got like a whole like cutscene on how much she hated books, and she hated her brother because he liked books or something. Like,
yeah,
just like, Jesus Christ, why are we doing this?
I don't know. Some of that.
Back to the fights.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Break. That's not a problem. I mean. Like, you thought that was a bad idea? Like, I couldn't even remember most of what happened in Xenosaga 2 because it was so boring.
Yeah.
Oh, it's even more boring than the first. Oh god.
I like those games.
Xenosaga 3 makes up for it though.
Yeah,
it makes up for everything.
Xenosaga 3 is
the first two games did badly.
Freak Five, her story was really cool.
Yeah, Freak Five says, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII. Pause the story to just level up Materia and level up Limit Breaks. I think I have either 300,000 or three million gil.
Plus, otherwise, you're wasting your time.
So I don't,
you can get triple AP and experience growth on New Game
So I don't think I will need to farm for money. Ooh, RPG theaters. That is a future use of movie theaters. Rent them out to let people play video. Well, they do that now. You can do that now, Freak 5. Xenosaga 1 was good. Xenosaga 2 was weird, but the third game was like the apology. Yeah, the third game was good. I like all those games as a whole dungeon. They were pretty good to me. I don't know. Mario Kart on an IMAX screen was awesome, Freak 5 says. Yeah, I mean, I could imagine, but... Okay, I think that's going to do it for this week's edition of RP Fighters, because that's what we...
We're talking about fighters?
No. Let's see.
That'll be the April Fool's joke for next show, right?
Yeah.
We'll just switch genres.
Yeah, we're switching to RP Fighters from now on instead of RP
switching
Fighters.
to idle rhythm games.
RP Rhythm Idol Games.
Master. We're talking...
You just want to get rid of me, period. And rhythm games.
You know you like them, man. Come on, I saw you.
Oh, why
like...
not? OLRR did rhythm games.
I think I've seen videos of Breakman.
I didn't like rhythm games. I said I'm terrible at them. I loved Patapon on PSP, but it got to a certain point. It's like, you got to keep up with the rhythm. I just can't do this.
Well,
it's,
what about...
It's heavily rhythm-based strategy game.
We could do RP SingStars. How about that? We could all do SingStar.
I play Guitar Hero on easy, man. Leave
okay.
me alone here.
All right. We'll let you slide, Break. All right. Okay, fighting game tourney at a theater would be pretty awesome, Dungeon says. Yes,
I know. Imagine, like, Ken, like, 7 feet tall and shit. Like, holy shit!
Where's...
Hey, how about instead of RP Grinders dance party, we could do, like, we all play Clue. Over Skype.
Clue? Yeah.
Clue,
I don't think
over
that
Skype
would work.
Slash Twitch.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. All right, RP SingStars. Yeah. Okay, I think that's going to do it. Let's
Frank
do our plugs.
Did it in the dining room with the microphone.
Yeah, we'll just replace the characters in the Clue game with us.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Break, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at Break_man and look who just showed up.
Oh, Weiland at the end of the show.
Yes, that's the second time we've talked about Tim Curry tonight. Yes.
Mr. Body.
Hey, Mr. Body.
Yes. Yeah. Lost track of time, Weiland. No excuse.
Mr.
Son of a
Body.
Bitch.
1+1+2+1
Weiland, that would be cool, doing a fighting game so I could show everybody my fighting game prowess against Weiland. You know what, Weiland? I would let you pick whatever character you wanted. The shittiest one. And I probably would still beat you, Weiland. With your best character. I don't know, Liu Kang or something. Anyways, go ahead, Break.
Let me see here. You can follow... Well, since Dungebuster hasn't been here for a couple weeks, I'm sure he might have missed this.
Oh, dear Lord.
But if he didn't miss that, maybe he missed this.
Oh, God. You know, Breakman, you are the worst ever.
And
I just want you to know
Clue
that.
So I can watch them multiple endings. Because every time I've ever seen the movie, it's been on TV, and they only show one ending.
I have XL.
It's always the same ending too, because it's the same master that they use.
Weiland, the only.
Oh, I hate that.
Weiland, the only game that the only Mortal Kombat game I got is XL. I don't know if you have XL or whatever, but. Maybe one of these days I'll have to kick your ass at Mortal Kombat, Weiland. As long as I do better than Break, I'll be okay. You know, no fighting stick allowed either, because I don't have a fighting stick. That would be unfair. Oh, yeah, it's XL. Okay, all right. The harmonica.
I already downloaded it.
The harmonica of greatness and the holy cowbell of Antioch. Dungeon. Oh, Jesus. It's installed, ready to go, Weiland says. I'm glad it's installed and ready to go, Weiland. That's awesome. All right, Eric.
So when is this happening?
Right
after the show?
That's when it's happening. Did you hear me? That's what
tonight? Yes, I heard. You said tonight.
I did not. How dare you? I got other stuff to do tonight, break. I'm a busy man. Jesus. All right, Eric, you're up.
You know what? I never thought about this, but maybe I should give it a consideration. But, break, what do you say we do another Mega Man retrospective, but this time we talk about the clones of Mega Man?
We can do that sometime.
I need to do some additional research because I've never played the Creon Conquest.
I don't even know what that is. I know. I was going to say, I don't even know what that is. Jesus. All right, Eric, your plugs.
Yeah, you might not.
Something I'll do in the future. Maybe when the next Mega Man game comes out, we consider doing it then. But
all right, your plugs. But, Eric.
Otherwise, you can find reviews on sites I've written for, such as BostonPatchBrigade.com. In fact, I had a review up yet today, but yesterday of Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes for the. It was supposed to be for PC, but I couldn't get it to run on my machine because it doesn't like my video card for some reason, and I couldn't find an alternate machine. So I did the next best thing and played the Switch version instead, because it's essentially the same game, it's just prettier. I assume the game runs fine on my hardware. My actual video card doesn't like it. But
Mega Man on MS-DOS Dungeon.
Yeah, we could review that one, too. I need to play that.
Yeah. All right, what else, Eric? Any other plugs?
TotallyGN.com and VogNetwork.com, the other sites. But if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar on my Patreon page would help out. I know a lot of people are, their money situation's tight, but it'd still be appreciable because I only have 3 subscribers and now they have to pay sales tax.
What? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, which I thought about doing on Stinko before, but I need to read a little bit more on it. But yeah, it sounds pretty stinky.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else, Eric? Anything else?
So now I have to decide whether or not I should register as a business.
No. Fuck all that. All right. What else you got, Eric? Anything else?
Continue to wear a mask in public. Just start putting your mask on. I didn't after work when I went into Subway because I had been wearing a face mask all day. I wasn't going to keep wearing it one.
Yeah.
So I just kept talking to a bare minimum and I stayed a fair distance away.
Yeah.
And they put up barriers in the Subway anyway, so it was fine. And yeah. I was the only other one in there other than the workers.
Yeah. Well, that's good. All right. Anything else, Eric?
But, stay safe and continue to wash your hands. Don't forget to poop.
Yeah, that's very important, man. Make sure you poop. I want to thank all the chatters. Freak 5 was in there. Weiland was in there. Dungeon. And thanks, Dungeon, for letting me know that Twitch doesn't get along with YouTube. I'll fucking get rid of YouTube in a second. I don't give a fuck. We'll try to do Twitch on its own next week, and if not, then we'll continue doing it the way that we've been doing it, but whatever. Thanks to all the archive listeners, thank you very much for listening, you know, whether it's Twitch, YouTube, whatever the case is, thank you so much, really appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter, @FrankBranches, that's where I am most of the time. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, whether it's Xbox, PlayStation, or Nintendo. What, Eric? Let me finish. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders on Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, all the above, et cetera, et cetera. And that's about it, I think. Oh, Attack on Titan is great. Make sure you watch that series. The Purge movies are good if you watch them all together and find the little nuances that connect them all together. Not good singularly. So if you just watch one of the Purge movies, it's not going to impress you all that much. Mm. But as a series as a whole, it's really good.
The only icky part about Attack on Titan is the parallels between the Japanese nationalism and how they treated China.
Yeah.
Or the parallel that you could draw between Nazi Germany and the Jewish purge.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I think that's about it. Do you guys have anything else? Break, Eric?
No, apparently there's going to be a fighting tournament between Twitch and YouTube at some point. They're rivals.
I guess, man. It's so weird.
They're going to throw down.
I don't know what's going on, man.
They're
going
to finish each other. Somebody's going to die.
Yeah. Hopefully it's YouTube. Hopefully Twitch.
Also, I don't know if people watch this, but there's this thing called Death Battle. It's a YouTube channel.
Oh, I've seen that. It's cool.
Two fictional characters kill each other.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
The last one was Obi-Wan versus Kakashi, which just is weird, but and it turns out exactly like you think it wildly would, but it was funny seeing Kakashi get served.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay safe this weekend.
The one before that was Booster Gold versus Cable.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
That's weird.
Son of a bitch, Break, man. Just had to do it, didn't you? Just had to.
Harmonica for life.
How dare you. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Take care, everybody. Till next week, we are out.
Ah, Celebrity Deathmatch. Yes, I love Celebrity Deathmatch. It's the best. Except for when they killed Weird Al. That was some bullshit right there.
My grandma would have killed Weird Al.
Your grandma.
He's old enough to be.
How dare you. Walking off this show.